Our scripture passage this morning is Genesis chapter 8, verses 13 through 22. Genesis 8, 13 through 22. Let us hear God's word. By the first day of the first month of Noah's 601st year, the water had dried up from the earth. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was dry. By the 27th day of the second month of the earth was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and your sons' wives. Bring them out bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number upon it." So Noah came out together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground, and all the birds, everything that moves on the earth, came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of man," even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. "And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." May the Lord our God put his blessing upon this, his holy word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we come to you now asking that you would feed us from your word, that you would open up our eyes, that you would give us ears to hear about the glory of Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. We are not arbitrary people. We always have plans. When you go to the store, you have a purpose in mind. You just don't say, "Hey, I think I'll go to the store today and just sit around in aisle number 3 and see what's going on." No. You have a purpose in mind when you go to the store. Men, when you get out the lawnmower, well, you got a purpose in mind. Ladies, when you preheat the oven, you have a purpose in mind. We do not do things arbitrarily. We are creatures marked with purpose. We set goals and we seek to achieve those goals. Well, in the same way, when God seeks to do something, it is because he's got a purpose in mind. God is not arbitrary. Nothing happens by accident. No such thing as good luck or bad luck. The scriptures say, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." Romans chapter 8, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." God has a purpose behind everything that happens in the earth. A purpose for all that he brings to pass. Therefore, when God put Noah in the ark, he had a purpose in mind. He put Noah in the ark, and then he brought Noah out of the ark, and there was a purpose behind it. There was a goal in mind. There was something that God wanted to accomplish. And that purpose, that goal, was to create, for God to create for himself a community of people who would worship him and enjoy him. Just remember that Noah was very mindful of the destruction and the wrath that was going on outside the ark. But God had delivered him and brought him to a dry place. And then when he stepped out of the ark unto the dry land, a land that God had prepared for Noah, the first thing Noah did was worship. He built an altar and offered a sacrifice. The scriptures say that this is God's purpose for Noah, and it is God's purpose for you and I to worship Jesus Christ. Notice that up until this point, Noah did nothing without God commanding him to do it. God said this, Noah does that. God says this, Noah goes and does it. So up to this point, Noah has done nothing except what God told him to do. But as soon as the doors are opened, Noah worships. Noah worships. This has been and still is God's purpose for all that he does. From creation to the flood, to Jesus Christ, to the return of Jesus Christ, God is creating for himself a community of people who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. This is the great dignity of being made in the image of Christ, that we worshiped God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Just look at all the examples in the scriptures. When Moses goes and talks to Pharaoh, he says that Yahweh, that God, is calling the people to go out in the desert so that they may worship him. In the book of Revelation, we are given a glimpse into the heavenly abode of the saints. And what are they doing? They are worshiping Jesus Christ. Abraham built an altar. Why? Because God had taken him out of hedonism and brought him into the land of Canaan that he said that he would eventually inherit. So Abraham worshiped. David, King David, he built the temple. He started it. King Solomon finished it. But the purpose was what? In order to worship. Book of Revelation, chapter 4. The heavenly choir sings, "You are worthy, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. To him who sits on the throne, to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." God created us to worship him. God created us to worship him. God created us to enjoy the triune God and have the triune God enjoy us. There is an eternal connection between the right worship of God and the happiness of mankind. Just think for a moment. It is always in the child's best interest to do what the father says to do. Well, God is our good father. He loves to give good gifts. And one of those good gifts is that he calls you to worship. God is not needing you to worship him. God is not in need of anything. He gains no profit from you worshiping him. He does not become more God or more holy or more good. Why then did he create us? He created us in order to worship him and to receive his blessings in our worship. Our ultimate happiness and blessedness is inseparably bound up with our worship of the triune God. Scripture say, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. And we see that this is the result of the life of Noah. Noah waited on God to open the door. But Noah did not wait on God, a command to go worship. Noah immediately worshiped because he understood that he had been delivered. He and his family had been delivered from the wrath of the flood. And he understood that it was not because of his goodness, it was not because of his righteousness that he and his family were spared. It was simply because of the grace of God. As the scriptures say, Noah had found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Not because Noah was a sinless man, no, but because God loves to give the good gift of forgiveness and mercy. Because of Noah's awareness of his own sin, he was aware of the grace, the abundance of grace that had been poured out upon him. As Noah was waiting in the ark, you see, grace was at work in Noah's life. It humbles Noah. It points him to God. It shows Noah that there is nothing in Noah that he can rejoice about, nothing that he can put his confidence in. Therefore, he's got to look away from himself, and he looks to the one who brought the flood, who controlled the flood, and brought Noah and his family out of the ark. Though at one time it might have appeared that Noah was abandoned, he now realizes he was not abandoned at all. The ark was not an instrument of destruction for Noah and his family. Instead, it was an instrument of salvation. And as Noah comes to understand that, he worships. The only appropriate response of Noah's deliverance is to worship God. What about you, my friend? You have been delivered from sinful situations. You have said and done and thought things that are displeasing to the Lord. There is not much difference between you and I and the people that lived in Noah's day. Every inclination of our heart is evil all the time. But God has shut us in the ark of Jesus Christ. He has protected us from our own sin. He has protected us from the wrath of God. And he intends to so work in your life that you will worship him. Again, chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That is God's will for your life. That is why He brought you out of your sinfulness, so that you may worship Him and enjoy Him forever. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank You for Christ. We thank You for Your deep, deep love to us. We thank You for the grace and mercy that You have poured out upon us. Oh, Heavenly Father, work in us that we would desire and feel our need to worship You more and more. For we ask it in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us close our worship this morning as we stand and sing hymn number 44. Let's stand as we sing.